Welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. I'm Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. First of all, today I want to express sadness at the loss of Andre Crouch, who has been a great artist, a great servant of the church. He will be missed not only by the Christian community, but by the entire world. Such was his contribution. Yesterday, when we were looking at Ephesians chapter 3, I introduced an idea that love is the greatest power. Ephesians 3:19 said that the love of Christ surpasses knowledge. You can't learn all there is to know about the love of Christ. All we can do is experience as much of it as we can. I want to look at that a little deeper today by looking at what we call the love chapter. Love is a major theme in Scripture. John, in his letters, said that God is love. That's a powerful statement that he equates God and love. Then the love he's talking about is agape love. It's perfect love. It's unconditional love. And indeed, love is perhaps the most accurate description of the character of God. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 8, it says that love fulfills the law. In other words, if you're worried about acting and living in a way that pleases God, just determine within your heart to love, and you will find that God is pleased. The law is satisfied. This love chapter, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, comes in the middle of a three-chapter discussion of spiritual gifts. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And at the end of chapter 12, the Apostle Paul calls love the more excellent way. And I believe it is the more excellent way. And there's a lot for us to learn about love, or God's love, agape love, in this chapter. Let's begin at 1 Corinthians 13, beginning at chapter 1. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. You follow along at home. It reads, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." These first three verses tell us how futile it is, how useless it is, how ineffective our ministries, our services are without love. Love is the most important ingredient in ministry. Indeed, love is the most important ingredient in life. It doesn't make any difference how well I speak, how well I can sing. I can speak with the tongues of men or angels, and it's no more than a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. He goes on to say that I could have all knowledge, the gift of knowledge, the gift of great faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And then this, the ability or the desire to give, to be outgoing and giving. But if I do that without love, it profits me nothing. I could even give my body to be burned, and it profits me nothing. Love is the essential ingredient in ministry. Love is the essential ingredient in a good life. He goes on in verses 4-6. Love, here he's describing what love is. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. These verses describe how love thinks and acts. Long-suffering is patience. Love is very patient. Love puts up with a lot. If you've ever had anybody to love you, you know that it takes a lot of patience for them to love you and for you to love them. That's in Scripture is called long-suffering. It's a characteristic of God. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. That we are willing to be patient and even suffer long with the one that we love. We ought to have that attitude towards everyone. Love is also kind. It's not boastful. Love and humility go hand in hand. Love is not puffed up. It doesn't want to advance itself over and above others. Love is also free from envy. It's not trying to tear down the other person in order to build itself up. Love is not easily provoked. There's one where I've had difficulties over the years. Love, through its patience, through its concern for the other party, doesn't easily get provoked. Love knows how to count to 10. Then it says love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. I struggled with that verse for quite a while. What it really is telling us is that love is willing to give the benefit of the doubt, even when there may be evidence to say love should shut the door, should turn the corner, should break off the relationship. Love is willing to give it one more try, to bear, to believe, to hope, and to endure. That's the way God does us. How long did God have to bear with me? How long did God believe in me? How have I come to benefit from his hope in what I could be and what I could do? And what did he have to endure in order to see me through to the fulfillment of my potential and my purpose? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Can you imagine what raising a child would be like without those four things at work? Of course, we're going to bear and believe and hope and endure all things so that our children can have the best that life has to offer. And the reason why is given at the first portion of verse 8. Love never fails. I'm old enough now to know that that portion of the verse is true. It's all true. But I especially know that love never fails because I've seen love at work. And I've seen love work. Love never fails. But then, whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. These other things are not eternal. Love has the quality of being an eternal attribute of eternal God. The other gifts are more temporal. They last for a while, but they don't last forever. Prophecy, the gift of tongues, the gift of knowledge, these will all pass away in time, but love will endure. Love will endure until the end. Love is a measure also of spiritual maturity. He goes on at verse 9 to say, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. As we mature in our spiritual growth, the things that pertain to our spiritual maturity will remain, and those things that are more temporal will fall away. He makes that claim plain in verse 11, in which he says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Love is a mature, the ability and the capacity to love is a mature reflection of a mature spirit within the believer. Love is a reflection of the life of Christ within us. We know that God's intent for each one of us is that we would become more like Christ. Romans 8:29 tells us that. It says that for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And we become more and more like Jesus Christ as we put more and more of our attention on him, as we study him, as we read his word, as we pray and emulate him, as we follow his example, as we apply his teachings to our lives, as we live up to, or at least attempt to live up to, his commandments, we become more and more like him. And as we mature in Christ, we mature in love. We mature in the capacity to love. After all, Jesus himself said we are expected to love our enemies, not just those who love us. Passage goes on to say, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." The love train is the one vehicle that is going all the way to glory. I don't know everything that we'll see and experience when we get there, but I do know this. There will be an overabundance of love. There'll be love everywhere. Love emanating from the heart of God, from the throne of God. Love emanating from the hearts of all believers, one for another. And love from the believer to God and from God to the believer. So our task, let's take that as a task. Let's learn to love. Learn to love one another. Learn to love our children. Learn to love our families. Learn to love ourselves. Learn to love our neighbors. Learn to love our community. Learn to love God more. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now, this is Reggie Lawrence for Vantage Point, pastor of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. Make sure that you're in some church this weekend. We are located at 655 North Bentlow in West Baltimore. Until we meet again, keep looking up.